The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2008, and Presidential Release number 368. You will notice that the Thanksgiving time has come and gone, and a good Thanksgiving it was. And after Thanksgiving, we move heavily into the Christmas season or the Hanukkah season. Some people call it the holiday season, but I avoid that because it seems to me always that that's a way of avoiding saying something like the Christmas season or the Hanukkah season or some of the other wonderful words that go with this beautiful time of the year. In any case, I wish you a great Christmas or Hanukkah season, whichever you are going to celebrate. Or if you have another faith, I wish you a joyful season celebrating that faith. I have some announcements here, and the first one comes from Mark Riccobono, who says that new Braille alphabet cards are now available. As you plan to promote Braille in 2009, make sure to get your hands on the new NFB Braille alphabet cards promoting the Louis Braille coin and our Braille Readers Are Leaders literacy campaign. The alphabet cards are available free of charge from the NFB Independence Market while supplies last. If you had not visited www.braille.org and signed up to receive updates on the campaign, be sure to take a few moments to visit the site. You can also receive campaign updates via Twitter. Coming soon, a new Braille literacy video. A video promoting the Music Braille Code and related resources. A new internet site for sharing Braille books. And there will be more items coming before very long into the Braille literacy campaign. You can learn about what's coming down the way at www.braille.org. That's www.braille.org. We have once again joined with Santa Claus. Santa Claus has enlisted the help of the elves at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute to get Braille letters out to hundreds of blind boys and girls this Christmas season. Between November 16 and December 16, parents can fill out a Santa Braille letter request form online at www.nfb.org. The form can also be printed and faxed to 410-659-6893. The deadline for letter requests is December 16 to ensure that a return letter in Braille is received by the person requesting it, the blind boy or the blind girl, before Christmas. For more information, call the principal elf here at the National Center for the Blind, Patricia Maurer, at 410-659-9314, extension 2272. Since we last got together to meet on the presidential release, the meeting of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind took place here at the National Center for the Blind, and a good many things were discussed during the course of the board meeting. Among many others, we talked about the Voice of the Diabetic magazine. It has been published now for a quarter of a century or so, and it has provided a great deal of good information to people around the nation and to some degree around the world about the hope that exists if you approach the subject of diabetes and blindness from the right point of view. We are doing some reorganizing in the Voice of the Diabetic effort, and there will be some more communication about it. In the meantime, we will be continuing to print and distribute the Voice of the Diabetic, but some people have expressed the view that we've sent unnecessary copies to people, and we're going to be trying to ensure that those who want to receive the magazine get it. So if you have information that you would like me to take into account as we do some of the work on the Voice of the Diabetic, please let me know. We discussed a good many other things during the board meeting, and we will be talking about some of them coming up, but one of them was the Washington Seminar. The Washington Seminar is the gathering during the winter season when we get together in Washington, D.C., to bring to the attention of public officials the important needs that blind people have. We will be talking about the need for automobiles to make enough sound so that blind people and other pedestrians can hear them, and there will be other important matters discussed at the Washington Seminar coming up. I would like to have at least one representative from every state attend the Washington Seminar so that we can get maximum advantage of the work that we do during the time of the Washington Seminar on Capitol Hill. We will be staying at the Holiday Inn Capitol at 550 C Street Southwest. The room rates there are $154 a night, and that's for singles, doubles, triples, and quads. There's also a 14.5% tax. In order to make your reservations, you get a hold of Diane McGeorge, who manages that portion of the Washington Seminar for us. Her telephone number is 303-778-1130, extension 219. Or you can email Lisa Bonderson, that is LBONDERSON, at COCENTER or COCENTER.org. I urge all of you to come. The meeting of the Washington Seminar will run from Sunday, February 8, 2009, to Wednesday, February 11, 2009. The Great Gathering In meeting will happen on February 8. This is a Sunday, February 8. We have been doing these on Monday, but we've noticed that the Congress has changed its pattern and has come to be in session on Monday, so the Great Gathering In meeting will occur on February 8 at 5 o'clock, that is, on Sunday night. Please be there and get your reservations to Diane McGeorge as soon as possible. One of the things that we discussed during the Board of Directors meeting was the reality that we need to build chapters in our affiliates. And we're going to have some leadership development seminars conducted in January through our Affiliate Action Department. Joanne Wilson will be managing these seminars. I will participate in them, but she is putting the plan together. And we have individuals from many, many of our state affiliates, I think maybe all of them now, who will be coming to the Leadership Development Seminars in January. If you have questions about that, you can call Joanne Wilson here at the National Center for the Blind. We also discussed the KNFB Reader Mobile, the cell phone that reads. I have one here in my pocket, and I do use it to read mail and other things from time to time. There has been a reduction in the cost of the KNFB Reader Mobile. It is selling for a much reduced price. The software itself is just under $1,000, and then you need to put a cell phone with it so that the cell phone can carry that software and you can use it wherever you want to go. And the cell phones are various prices. The one that I have here cost $500. It is also possible to buy a screen reader that will let you use all of the other applications that come with a cell phone. That costs, I think, $300 or so. But in any case, because the price has come down, the package with the cell phone and the reading software, you can get at least for $1,500 and maybe sometimes for less. So if you want one of these, you get a hold of KNFB Reading Technology. If you have a dealer that you know about, that's good. If you don't have one, you can get a hold of Jim Gashel. His cell phone number is 443-854-0854. Or you can get him by email at jim@knfbreader.com. You should find out about the cell phone that reads. This is a nifty machine. And don't you know there's time to get one before Christmas? We discussed at the board meeting the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, and convention reservations can be made at the hotel starting on the 1st of January, although maybe you should wait till the 2nd of January. You can send a letter to the Detroit Marriott Renaissance Center at 100 Renaissance Center, Detroit, Michigan, 48243, requesting a reservation and sending a $60 check, or you can call and offer a credit card. If you do, the credit card will be charged $60 to hold your reservation. If you cancel the reservation by June 1st, you get half of that back. The telephone number to call at the Renaissance Center in Detroit, and you should use that number, not the 800 number, because we have a special rate structure that many people in the Marriott enterprise will not recognize, but they do at the Renaissance Center. So call 313-568-8000. That will get you a reservation in the hotel. Later on, you will need to make your registration for convention activities, but this gets you a room to sleep in at the hotel. The convention begins on the 3rd of July. We will have many meetings that day, and the last day of the convention is the 8th. This is banquet day. That will be the final wind-up day of the convention. Those who want to explore the neighborhood can do so on the 9th, but the 8th is the last day of the convention, and as you notice, we are trying shortening the convention program by one day. This is an experimental effort. We'll see how well it works. It looked to me as though it would be a good way to reorganize the convention, so we're going to give this a try. At the convention, we will have the Imagination Fund effort. We will have our March for Independence, our Walk for Opportunity. We're going to have it in Detroit, the Motor City. Here is Kevin Worley with an announcement about our March for Independence.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Fellow Marchers for Independence, if you missed last year's March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity in Dallas, Texas, you missed an uplifting and historic event. During the 07-08 campaign, we raised over $540,000. This means that the NFB Jernigan Institute will receive a grant from the Imagination Fund of just over $270,000. And our affiliates will split in an equal amount, $135,000. And we have now been able to award $135,000 in special project grants to affiliates. The March for Independence is exciting, and it exhibits the NFB spirit and true capacity of the blind. But throughout the year, prior to the march, it is important that we get out there and raise the money that helps us fund the work we do from the NFB Jernigan Institute and the work of each of our affiliates. The fundraising we do for the Imagination Fund has real and long-lasting value. Over the past 2 years, we have worked together to raise just over $1.1 million. Real quick, Dr. Maurer, I want to go ahead and review some of the standouts. For example, if we were to take a look at the top 10 states that garnered contributions over this past campaign, you would start with number 10. Well, if I were going to start with 12, it would be California that raised over $7,000, or Minnesota, number 11, over $8,000. But starting with the top 10, number 10, Indiana, they raised $9,201. Ohio is number 9, $9,370. Number 8, Illinois, $10,148. Number 7 is Virginia, $13,718. Number 6 is New Jersey, $14,274. Number 5 is Texas, $16,589. Number 4, Florida, $16,747. Number 3, Louisiana, $24,577. Number 2, Colorado, $48,455. And number 1, Imagination Fundraising Affiliate, Maryland, $108,630. Some folks have found a lot of success raising money for the Imagination Fund using the team approach, and you can go to marchforindependence.org and learn more how to sign your team up. For example, top 10 teams are Greater Baltimore Chapter Team, $2,507, Idaho Lamplighters, $2,640, Rough Rough Pet Care, I love that one, $2,655, who wouldn't? The Junior Blind Olympic Friends, $2,678.75. Minnesota Brass, $2,820. Team McKinsey, $2,972. Maddie's Metahoonie Marchers, I think they're from Hawaii, $3,045. Voice of the Diabetic Team, $4,405. Empowerment, I think that's Mark Riccobono's team, $26,797. And the Imaginators, that's Jim Gashel and Betsy Zabarowski's team, $29,850. As you can hear, there are a lot of ways to plan for our 2009 National Federation of the Blind Motor City March for Independence and Rally on the River. At some point, I'd like to recognize the top 20 or so individuals that really worked hard to raise dollars for this most recently concluded campaign. Dr. Maurer, if we have time in the months ahead, I'd like to do that. I would point out, in terms of the individual rankings, one interesting change after we compiled all the statistics from the 08 campaign. Now, Mark Riccobono finished with $16,045. Mary Ellen Jernigan, an even $17,000. Here's where it gets interesting. Number 2 is now Kevin Worley with $20,110. John Perret is number 1, $20,800. This is war, John Perret. But what I want to do now is urge everyone to start early, start now, start raising the dollars for our 08-09 campaign. I've just returned from Detroit, and I will tell you that the plans we have for March for Independence and Rally on the River in Detroit are really going to be extraordinary. See you in Detroit. Let's start raising that money. Thank you, Dr. Maurer.
And a good March for Independence it will be in Detroit. One thing you should keep in mind is that we will be making space allocations for convention space one of these times soon. Mrs. Jernigan does that, and if you think you're going to need space at the convention, you should let her know as soon as possible. This will be a convention where allocating space will be a tricky matter, because we're shortening the convention and the space is already a tight space for us to use. Now, every year when we come to this part of the year, it is after the fall board meeting when we look at what we've done and consider what we're going to do. It isn't quite the end of the year, but it will be one of these times, and it is always good to look back over the year to see how it's been and to consider what will be coming. And of course, the year divides itself nicely between the convention half and the Christmas half. We're now getting down toward the time when the Christmas half takes important precedent, but we'll get to the convention half soon. I reflect as I come to this time of the year that the Federation is, despite the troubles that we have and despite the problems that we face, in good shape. We have joyous people in it. We have programs that are working. We have had an economic, some call it a downturn and some call it a disaster, in the last few months. And that will have some effect upon us as well as upon everybody else. I'm sure we'll survive it. I'm sure we'll go beyond it. I'm sure we'll build more than we ever have. I am inspired by the people of our Federation. I am enriched by the work that I have been able to do and the people I have been able to meet in the doing. I am looking forward to what we can build together in the year ahead, and I have no doubt that there are good times coming for us. I appreciate all of you. What we do is not simple, and yet it is filled with joy, and I wish all of you of every faith the most joyous Christmas, Hanukkah, or other season, and may the new year be as good to you as any that you have ever had. Sometimes I end one of these releases with a little reading, but this time I have been offered a few humorous remarks. What do angry mice send to each other at Christmas? Cross mouse cards. How do cats greet each other at Christmas? A furry Merry Christmas. Why did Scrooge keep a pet lamb? Because it would say, "Bah, humbug." What Christmas carol is the favorite of parents? Silent Night. Or, what do you get if you cross an apple with a Christmas tree? A pine apple.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.